Will everyone in the chamber please rise, as well those in the upper gallery, by a prayer from the Reverend Gaulk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the Cass is here. Senator from Dallas is here. Senator from the 8th is here. Senator from Platt is here. Quorum has been established, Madam Secretary. Senate is in session, Madam Secretary. Please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 40th day, Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Bean in the chair.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though it hadn't been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 20th.
Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right, seated at the bench, are superintendents from the Willard School District. We have the current superintendent, Matt Teeter, who has served our community during one of the most difficult times. This is his last year, and stepping in his place is Eric Wilkin, and along with them is Shane Dublin. I would ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these guests to Missouri Senate Chamber. Please rise so we can... Introduction of guests is Senator from Cole.
President, I have a special guest.
Proceed.
In the upper gallery, my chief of staff, Matt, and his two daughters, Lorelei and Annabelle. They're here on spring break. It's not much of a spring break, but hopefully they enjoy coming and seeing how the government works. Would you please welcome my guests? Thank you, Mr. President.
These young ladies would please rise so the Senate would welcome them today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Resolution 593, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Resolution 594, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 24, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 36, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 34, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 783, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 725, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished to the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Greene County. The order of business of reports to standing committee, Senator.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Bill 807, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bill 834, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from the 14th.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
Mr. President, today I have a resolution acknowledging International Overdose Awareness Day.
Senator, your resolution does not contain a title, so it will be printed in the journal. Do you care to explain your resolution?
Yes.
Please proceed.
My resolution is acknowledging International Overdose Awareness Day. Almost 850,000 individuals have died in the U.S. since 1999 from a drug overdose. In 2021 alone, more than 100,000 Americans died from overdoses. These deaths are preventable, and their losses inflict an enormous emotional and economic toll on loved ones and their communities. So this bill would basically designate August 31st as International Overdose Awareness Day. This will help remember those lost to overdoses, support those struggling with addiction, and celebrate Missourians in recovery. Thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to introduce that resolution.
Thank you, Senator. The Order of Business Resolution, Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
And no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senators. Beginning, since there is no title on the resolution, it will be printed in the journal. Thank you. Order of Business Resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the third reading of Senate bills, and I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills. First bill up is Senate substitute for Senate Bill 807, the Senator from Johnson County with the bright coat on.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to make sure you saw me today. Thank you. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 807 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Johnson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 807 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you. This is a bill that we heard over the last few days. The underlying bill deals with 280E expenses. So as we know, currently medical marijuana is legal in the state of Missouri. However, those expenses that they have, such as marketing, management, some of the employee expenses are not deductible, just like any other normal Missouri businesses are deductible. And so the underlying bill allows those deductions on the state income tax return. And then also included in this is some provisions from House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1590, Representative Fitzwater. That bill was presented in the Senate Economic Development Committee, I believe, a week and a half ago. That includes, the Right to Start Act, which requires the Commissioner of Administration, in conjunction with the Office of Entrepreneurship, to file a report with the General Assembly making recommendations on improving access and resources for the new Missouri businesses that have been in operation for less than 3 years, including minority-owned businesses. It includes a provision regarding taxes and taxation of businesses that was in House Committee Substitute for 1590. It includes some provisions from Senate Bill 931 from the Senator from the 15th regarding S corporations, the SALT Parity Act was also included in the Senator from the 15th, Senate Bill 931, and then also creates the Office of Entrepreneurship. I know Representative Fitzwater in his testimony to the Senate Economic Development Committee said that Missouri is one of the few states that does not have an Office of Entrepreneurship, and so this would create that and to promote policies and initiatives to support the growth of entrepreneurship, including minority entrepreneurship in the state. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The Senator from Johnson County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 807. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire of the Senator from Johnson, please?
Senator from Johnson, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I was looking through the bill and noticed that it changed fairly substantially from the original, and I have to say that I think individually, I agree on each part, but there may be some disagreement on how I'm looking at the Constitution, but because of my interpretation of the changes in the purpose, I'll, even though I agree with the separate entities, I'll likely vote no.
Okay, yeah, and I understand that. I mean, you've been very consistent, and I know that that's one of your beliefs and that you've stuck to, and so I appreciate those comments. You know, we did try and change the title to corporations, or we did change the title corporations and to include all these, but I understand where you're coming from, yeah. Senator.
But thanks for presenting, and I appreciate your understanding.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from Johnson County. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 807 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 807, an act relating to corporations. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
I didn't hear Brown.
Senator from Dunklin votes aye. Senator from Cass votes aye. Senator from the 20th votes no. Senator from Johnson. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees. Senator from the 1st. As an aye.
Senators Onder, Riddle, Washington,
by a vote of 23 aye and 7 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiding and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 710, the senator from the 1st District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 710 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 1st District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I now move that Senate Bill 710 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I would. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 710 is a bill that has been before this body last year and now this year. And what it would simply do is it would require public schools and charter schools to be able to have a professional development for staff for somebody that could have a seizure. It also would require the nurse or designee to develop a plan.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery or keep them at a minimum so we can hear the senator from the first move and explain his bill to everybody in the chamber, including those to the left of the dais. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President, for calling out those violators. I will carry on. Mr. President, in case you didn't hear me, what this bill will do, it would require professional development for staff of a public school or a charter school, and it would also require the nurse or designee to develop a plan to deal with a person that would have a seizure and what to do and the actions to be taken. There is no fiscal note on this bill because it would be done through the Missouri Foundation for Epilepsy or any other nonprofit that deals with these issues. And I am open to any questions.
The senator from the first has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 710. Does any senator desire to be heard? The junior senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from the first?
Senator from the first, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks for the inquiry, Senator. I was just wondering, how many bills have you third read?
This would be my second. I did one last year, so this would be my second bill.
Are you sure?
I'm very positive. First
right.
One was on a Missouri National Guard. It was a standalone bill that I'm ready, whatever, Senator.
Well, we'll see if you'll add another bill to that third read list. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from the 1st District. If we could get some order in the chamber so that we can hear the Senator from the 1st. Further discussion, Senator from the 1st, you are recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
I would remind the body there is an emergency clause on this bill, so please stay close. The Senator from the 1st renews his motion that Senate Bill number 710 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 710, an act relating to the care of students with epilepsy or seizure disorders with an emergency clause. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsgetter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from the 7th District. As a no, your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from Dunklin. As a no. Your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 11th. Your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 8th. As a no. You will reluctantly be changed to an aye. Senator from the 9th. Your vote shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 4th. Your no shall be a yes. Senator from the 5th. Your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 24th. You shall be recorded as a yes. Senator from Clay. Your no shall be an aye. Senator from the 14th. Votes aye. By a vote of 31 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from the 1st District, you're recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move adoption of the emergency clause.
The Senator from the 1st moves for the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, aye. Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 20th, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tithing and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 834, the senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 834 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Platte County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 834 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the prison nursery bill. that we perfected last week. It had a very modest fiscal note on it. Came through a unanimous vote through fiscal review this morning. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions.
The senator from Platte County moves for the third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 834. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator from Platte renews his motion that the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 834 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 834, an act relating to the establishment of a correctional center nursery program. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson.
If we could keep our conversations to a minimum or take them to the side gallery so the secretary can hear the roll, Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtemeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Dunklin, votes aye. Senator from Cass, votes aye. Senator from the 2nd, votes aye. Senator from the 20th. Recorded as an aye. Senator from Cole, votes aye. Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th, the chair needs your vote. Votes aye. Senator from the 14th. As an aye. Is he here? Yeah. Senator from the 1st. Senator from the 1st district. Chair needs your vote. Votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 8th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Behind me in the upper gallery today, I have with me Charlie Bell. He is the Assistant Superintendent of Operations for the Blue Springs School District and for the Blue Springs School District Leadership Group. With him today is Apollo Kregler, a senior at Blue Springs High School, and Alex Israelite, also a senior at Blue Springs High School, Jeff Seams, a school board member, Mallory Perry, a teacher leader, and as well as Mark Bainey, a teacher leader. I ask the Senate to make them feel very welcome.
The Senate welcomes these guests from Blue Springs to the Senate chamber today. Senator from the 20th.
I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right are students and their teachers from Grace Classical Academy. With them is their teacher Crystal Strong, Barry Kinzer, and Luke Shahan. And They brought with them the eighth grade class from Grace Classical Academy. I'd ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these young folks, our future, to the Senate chamber today, as well as their teachers. So please rise. The order of business is reading of third bills. Next on the calendar is Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640. The Senator from Scott County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 775, 751, and 640 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Scott County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 775, 751, and 640 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
This bill is the Victims of Sexual Assault bill, and this is the one that we had several bills added together. We have the rape shield, the updates to the rape shield in it. We also have the updates to from the recommendations from the task force that met over the last 10 months for sexual assault survivors. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Scott County has moved for the passage, third reading and final passage of the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 775, 751, and 640. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Scott renews her motion that the Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 775, 751, and 640 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills numbers 775, 751, and 640, an act relating to sexual offenses with penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
aye.
Bratton,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serapoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Igel, Esslinger,
aye.
Gannon,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Luchtmeyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
By a vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Senate will be announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the benefit of the body, we're going to second read House bills, but there will be no other formal business, no more votes today. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills and second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on second reading. If we could take our conversations to the side galleries or keep the volumes to a minimum so we can hear the senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 91.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 91, a joint resolution relating to initiative petitions proposing amendments to the Constitution.
Local government elections. House Bill 1878.
House Bill 1878, an act relating to elections.
Local government elections. House Joint Resolution 94.
House Joint Resolution 94, a joint resolution relating to voter identification.
Local government elections. House Bills 1548.
Please, we cannot hear the Senator from Franklin or the Secretary. Take your conversations to side gallery or keep them to a minimum. Senator from Franklin, Madam Secretary.
House Bill 1584.
House Bill 1584, an act relating to electric vehicle charging station requirements.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2304.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2304, an act relating to substitute teaching.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1897 and 2414.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1897 and 2414, an act relating to nurseries within correctional centers.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs. House Bill 1724.
House Bill 1724, an act relating to student associations at public institutions of higher learning.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1732.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1732, an act relating to workplace retirement savings plans.
All business and industry. House Bill 1473.
House Bill 1473, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System.
Health and Pensions. House Bill 1481.
House Bill 1481, an act relating to school protection officers.
Education. House Bill 2366.
House Bill 2366, an act relating to gifted children.
Education. House Bill 1713.
House Bill 1713, an act relating to the Missouri Religious Freedom Protection Act.
Local government and elections. House Bill 1738.
House Bill 1738, an act relating to the designation of a memorial highway.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2168.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2168, an act relating to the delivery of documents required for insurance transactions.
Insurance and banking. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1743 and 2185.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1743 and 2185, an act relating to discriminatory practices.
Progress and Development. House Bill 1541.
House Bill 1541, an act relating to the special road districts.
Government and Elections. House Bill 1600.
House Bill 1600, an act relating to employees of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. House Bill 1725.
House Bill 1725, an act relating to lodging establishments.
Small Business and Industry. House Bill 2694.
House Bill 2694, an act relating to personal property appreciation.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. House Bill 1856.
House Bill 1856, an act relating to the Extended Learning Opportunities Act.
Education. House Bill 1962.
House Bill 1962, an act relating to log truck weight limitations.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. House Bill 2202.
House Bill 2202, an act relating to computer science courses.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2382.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2382, an act relating to lodging establishments.
Small Business and Industry. House Bill 2193.
House Bill 2193, an act relating to reemployment rights of Missouri Task Force 1 members.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1606.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1606, an act relating to county financial statements.
Local Government and Elections. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1984.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1984, an act relating to the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System.
Health and Pensions. House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2502 and 2556.
House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2502 and 2556, an act relating to sports wagering with penalty provisions.
Appropriations. House Bill 2163.
House Bill 2163, an act relating to the right of sepulcher.
General Laws. House Bill 2355.
House Bill 2355, an act relating to time-critical diagnosis.
Health and Pensions. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2005, an act relating to eminent domain for certain utilities.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1734.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1734, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1677.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1677, an act relating to pharmacy benefits managers.
Insurance and Banking. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1699.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1699, an act relating to domestic violence.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1750.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1750, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1656.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1656, an act relating to certain public employees.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. House Bill 2455.
House Bill 2455, an act relating to the Missouri Veterans Commission.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April 4th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 4th at 4 p.m.